Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のテシアと
アメリカ出身のタイラーです。
今月のテーマは、旅立ちの春。卒業、新生活です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month, we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
And my name is Tyler and I'm from America.
Our topic this month is the spring of departure, graduation, and a new chapter in life.It is finally March, and with the end of the long, grueling winter in sight, soon we'll be met with the warm embrace of spring, and hopefully some cherry blossoms as well. In many sectors in Japan, March is considered to be the end of the year, making it a very important month for many people. Whether it be graduation ceremonies at school or farewell parties at work, many people associate March with goodbyes and departures.In fact, it wouldn't surprise me that if some of our listeners today will also be beginning a new chapter in life at a new place. As such, today we'll be talking about our memories surrounding graduation, beginning of a new chapter in life, and more. Well, before we begin, I just want to first mention that since we're both from North America, our graduation season is actually not in March. It is in May in Canada. What about America, Tyler?
Yep, that'd be the same for us. Graduation time is a little bit later. Mm-hmm. If even sometimes graduation ceremony is going to be knocked all the way back to June in certain cases,
wow.
Which is really bad. If for whatever reason, you're in a really populated area.Mine was pretty late, maybe for high school. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different. And of course, so we don't start the idea of the working year mm-hmm. or when we go to school mm-hmm. in the beginning of April. It'll be closer to August.
Mm-hmm.
But it just kind of depends on where you live and you know, what the circumstances are. It can change like quite a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll say in Canada, it's similar. We begin school in September and everything kind of just wraps up in May. So March is more of a midpoint for us, like so to say. So yeah, I think spring break was also around March.
Yeah, spring break, it's especially big for university students. I think the idea of spring break has really been romanticized to a very large extent mm-hmm. in America. You have entire movies that are made just about mm-hmm. spring break, and especially since I live in Florida, mm-hmm. when I was in America, it's a huge spot where it's always pretty nice and very warm in Florida, but people who live in the northern sections of America during March, it's still, well, very much like it is now. It's pretty chilly out. Mm-hmm. And so everyone either goes to Florida, down to Miami, or from where I was near in Tampa, they have wonderful mm-hmm. beaches, lots of party locations there. And Mexico is also very popular, Cancun. And well, obviously it's a time to relax, but sometimes people go a little bit too crazy, and but you know, there's only one time in your life that you get to experience being a university student, and I think it's a good idea to make the best of it and the most of it that you can.
Yeah, definitely. I had a lot of friends in Canada who would also head down to the United States because in March in Canada, it's still snowing and it's still pretty cold. So if you're looking to, you know, like go to the beach or something, Miami might be a better choice in that sense. I would like to go on to ask if there are any habits or some things that you'll like to continue doing in this new year, and if there are any things that you'll like to stop doing or so to say graduate from in this new year, Tyler.
Yeah, so one of the habits I've developed since I've been here in Japan, I've been a lot more active physically. Mm. In America, you drive in a car, you kind of sit at a desk, you don't really do too much, depending on what your job is, I guess. But since here in Japan, and I walk to work all the time, I make sure that I'm riding my bicycle, and I'm also pretty active just getting out into the mountains, which are in the Aoyama region. We have a few nice smaller mountains nearby that I can walk to and just spend half a day there. It's really fun, walk about 15-20 kilometers, and that's something I've really try to make a habit of. Sometimes I kind of fall off a little bit. My stomach gets a little bit big, and especially when it's really, really chilly out. But since we're sitting here in March and it's going to get a little bit nicer out, it's really just a perfect season. I feel that when it gets more into the summer season, even here in Tohoku Sendai, it gets a little bit nasty, a little bit sweaty. But right now, it's really just a perfect time to go. So I really want to make sure I continue with that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone, when they say, oh, I want to lose weight, oh, I'm going to exercise this year, you know, you first start out doing it, and then it kind of tapers off. But that's something I've actually been able to do decently well mm-hmm. in my 5 years here in Japan. So that's something I will strive to continue.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah, actually, I also have a similar goal. I started working out more after I moved to Japan, so I'm hoping that in this new year, I'll continue to, you know, keep working out and stay more physically active. But there's another thing that I'll also like to keep doing, which is to be less flaky and hang out with more people, because I have a really bad habit of backing out of plans last minute.
Oh, you're one of those,
yeah,
huh? Oh, I know you.
Yeah, no, it's a Vancouver thing, unfortunately. We are the flakiest Canadians out there. And so I'd really like to fix this habit and just, you know, actually spend more quality time with friends and family. All right, is there anything that you'll like to stop doing?
I'd like to stop waking up with too many headaches when I drink too much superior sake. Getting that futsukayoi, that hangovers. That's something you gotta watch out for. I think we were talking a little bit before we started, and I think you're probably in the same boat. You're kind of enjoying this wonderful new world. So, you know, as far as stop doing, I do feel that I'm a procrastinator, I guess. Sometimes I'm a little bit, worried about doing this and starting up because I'm worried about failure or making mistakes and whatnot. But that's something that, as much as I've told myself I'm going to stop doing and I'm going to try to change it myself, my mother told me, I think when I was in third grade, Tyler, you gotta stop procrastinating. And somehow I haven't been able to fix it. So, well, it's on my bucket list of things to stop. Well, maybe, the hangovers will be easier to fix at this point than being a procrastinator. But that's on my list.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this year will be your year.
Yes.
Let's hope that's the case. I'll definitely like to graduate from, you know, unhealthy eating habits, because that's one thing that I find sometimes I just kind of falls into in Japan, especially when work gets too busy and I don't really feel like cooking at home. I just end up, you know, going to get fast food or like drinking too much alcohol, because alcohol is much cheaper in Japan than it is in Canada, because they don't put as much tax on it. Yeah, so that's something that I would really like to fix, to become more health conscious with my eating habits, for personal health, to just make sure that I feel good and like not tired all the time and things like that.
Yeah, that really does with the health and the habit. Mm-hmm. I actually did really good and I lost about 8 kilograms, I think, mm-hmm. last year, because I let myself blow up, even though I was out mountain climbing, mm-hmm. but because of that I was eating and drinking at the same time, mm-hmm. so the balance is good. Mm-hmm. But luckily here in Japan, you can balance, obviously the partying and whatnot, with some healthy options as well. Mm-hmm. The Japanese, I'm sure you've noticed, are all pretty thin people.
Yeah.
And so especially if you like just vegetables, or obviously you can't eat sushi every single day, but fish-based dishes are very nice and very healthy. You can fill yourself up just by drinking a bunch of miso soup.
Yeah, and hopefully our listeners today will also listen to what we just said and be more health conscious along with us. All right, so I'd like to move on to ask if you have any memories surrounding, you know, like entering a new stage in life, or like maybe starting a new job or things like that that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I guess I probably talk about this quite a bit, but especially moving here in Japan, it's a whole new world in front of you. And that was a huge start in my chapter of my life back then, where I was getting used to the Japanese way of doing things, how to work with people, how to not use a computer but use it in Japanese, how to send emails, how to make sure that I sit the right portion at the table, so that I'm not sitting at the best place, but kind of where all the underlings sit. So now I've kind of gotten that down a little bit. So that was my next thing. But this year, since finally my contract for this current job is up, I need to learn how to start a new chapter in my life as somebody who's looking for a job in Japan, and go through the Japanese process and the Japanese hiring process. So that's going to be a whole new world for me. My predecessor just last year, Miss Page, maybe some of you remember her, she had quite a difficult time finding a job here in Japan. She had her special circumstances, but just as far as the kind of secondhand stories that I heard from her. It makes me a little bit, so I'm trying my best in order to prepare for this, but that's kind of going to be the big new chapter in my life this year. And if not, well, then I can start a new chapter again, or continuation chapter in America if things don't work out. So we'll see.
Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and well, I just moved to Japan last year, so job searching is not really on my current list of things to do yet. Yeah, I'll definitely say graduating from university and just entering the workforce was a really interesting experience for me, especially since this current job is my first job out of university. And having to juggle that and also juggle moving to a whole different country, very far away from my family, it's definitely an experience that I don't think a lot of people have. And I really do think that it prepared me for anything that I will have to encounter in the future, because, you know, I've gotten past the hardest part in the beginning. So I am pretty confident that no matter what happens in the future, I will probably be okay. And yeah, I'm thankful for that. Right, so I guess we can talk a little bit about our plans going forward from April of this year then.
Well, I already talked a little bit about my plans as far as work, so we'll skip that. But I'm looking forward to seeing those wonderful sakura trees here in Japan. Because of coronavirus, unfortunately, I haven't had too many opportunities to actually do a real hanami with some of the good old friends of Tyler, but I'm looking forward to doing that. And of course, coming up in May is going to be the Alba Matsuri, which luckily, since we work here in Sentia, we have an opportunity to actually pull the Yamaboko. I've met some great people doing it that I still meet up regularly with now. The firefighters, actually. A lot of firefighters work together in order to pull those. And they're the greatest bunch of guys I've ever met.
Well, that's exciting. Personally, I'm looking forward to G7 that is happening in May.
Oh.
Yeah, and we mentioned a little bit earlier, but coronavirus, you know, COVID is coming to a rest. We're getting more in-person international meetings. And, you know, as people who work for the city hall, we get a lot of opportunity to help out, to do interpretations. And that is something that I am actually looking forward to, because I think it will be challenging. It's going to be difficult, but it's going to be
fun. We will be doing some presentations and helping out. Just like the sakura are going to be blooming in April, we're also going to see a blooming of these new international exchange chances. So I'm looking forward to that.
Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Besides from being the season of graduation and departure, March is also the peak season for moving residents. In Japan, there are many required procedures associated with moving, so if that happens to be you, don't forget to go to the ward office to complete all the necessary procedures, such as submitting your moving in and moving out notice, changing the address on your residence card, and so on. Other things to keep in mind include that the ward offices are closed on weekends, and that the wait time in March and April will be really, really long, since a lot of other people will also be moving. So make sure you settle everything earlier on. Also, make sure to settle your utility affairs before moving out of your current residence. Give the electricity, water, and gas companies that you're contracted with a call at least 5 days prior to moving out, so as to dissolve your current contract. And do not forget to also enter into new utility contracts at your new residence. And also, don't forget to sort out your internet contract as well. You can refer to the Life in Sendai booklet, which can be found on Sentia's website, which gives a summary of the necessary procedures for moving. If you have any other questions, please contact the Sendai Multicultural Center at 022-265-2471. And that is it for our program this month. Have a great day, and we'll see you again soon.